Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how land investing is not really that sexy, but making money sure is.
This is from that conversation that I had with someone that was so darn funny. I love it. I'll share it more as we get into the meat of the show where it came from, but it was a good little story.
all the little subsections of niches that I've chosen in real estate since the early 90s, someone has said this sentence to me.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you want to buy and sell nursing homes, but it's not that sexy. You know, I'm not sexy. That's I'm not trying funny. To be sexy. I'm trying to make a bunch of dough.
Love
it's
it.
Pretty sexy when you're in the back of your yacht because you own a bunch of nursing homes. I'll tell
right.
you that. That's the whole point of this. Actually, that's the whole show right there. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jeff asks, first, thank you in advance for advice and your response. I was looking at census data to find lower populated counties. Then I thought to myself, what would a good lower number be? I would assume lower the better, but it could be mistaken. And should be basing it off of the square miles, like X amount of people in a square mile in the county. I know I would not be buying back tax properties as a priority, but I want to see how good/bad a county is with how many tax delinquent properties they have. My question is, how would I determine if a county has a high percentage based off of the people, how many people live in the county, of delinquent taxes? Thanks again for your help.
These are all incredibly intelligent questions, and all the answers are at a website that I put together called CountyWise. And it was in response, like everything, in response to getting these types of questions. And the answers, you know what this guy did? Is he came up with on himself by himself the three ways to pick a county on rural vacant land without actually seeing the program.
I thought he was a member asking more information.
I mean, it seemed to me
I could be wrong.
I mean, he reinstated that. So anyway, either way, however you got to where you are, you're asking the absolute right question. So delinquent tax information is on CountyWise, as are population density census maps. So you're taking those two cons. You want a rural property, or you want to choose a rural county, first of all, for rural vacant land. Once you've done that, then they're color-coded, so it's real easy. Once you've done that, you want to check the delinquent tax levels, just like you're suggesting. I wouldn't do it in a per capita manner like you are, because the more delinquent properties there are in a county is not tied to population by any stretch. It's tied to economic situations and some things that went on with subdivisions in the 60s and 70s. Economic being like Detroit. There's tons of back tax property there. And subdivision 50s, 60s, 70s laws like there are in Mojave County, Arizona, where just everything got subdivided according to the rules back then, and there weren't any. Everybody right. just went in and subdivided property. Crazy. And then the third thing that you want to do that you didn't mention here, which is imperative, is check pricing. Check existing pricing for property all over the internet. So a county could pass these two tests with flying colors, and then you could go on to Land and Farm or anywhere else, Landpin, and find out there's 4,000 properties for sale for $200 each. And then you don't want to waste your time on that. So you right. want to check the market before you dive in.
Would you move that step up on the list? Or would you still keep it as step
three?
Exactly. I almost thinking, you know, when I'm doing, you know, it's almost like, what's the fastest, easiest thing to do is probably, as I'm thinking of a county, let's just see what's available in that county. Because it could pass one and two, it's rural, it's, you know, got a good mix of delinquent, not a lot. Okay, I'm feeling good there. And then number three, oh, forget it. There's so many properties out there. I don't want to mess with that. So I might reverse it sometimes.
Well, the whole thing takes 30 seconds if you've done it a few times. I understand if you're brand new, that's not the case, but
right.
You know, I get to stage three. I'll probably check this day and now at this level, I'll probably check 10 or 15 counties before I just make a decision to send out, right, to really look further into one.
Yeah.
You know, in the really, really rural counties, this is hard to explain because there's, you just have to kind of feel it. And the more that you do it, the more you feel it.
Right.
This is for rural vacant land only. It's not for infill lots at all. You'll get the hang of it. Countywise will really help. I don't think, it sounds like with your questions that you haven't been to Countywise yet, which is totally free for everybody. And check out the counties there. That's why I designed Countywise, to mm-hmm. answer your question. You can look at 20 counties at once.
Right.
Today's topic, land investing is sure not sexy, but Mike and money is. It's the meat of the show. So tell us about your story.
It was funny. It was probably about a year ago. A guy came to me, and we had talked a year before. He's a member now. And the year before when he talked, he's like, you know, I talked to you. I thought about it. And this whole land investing thing, yeah, I got it. But it just didn't sound sexy. Like, I don't want to walk around. What do you do? I buy land and sell land, right? He thought that just, it didn't, that was the whole thing. It didn't sound cool. So he's like, you know what I did, Jill? He said, I went into flipping houses.
Oh,
and
man,
boy, did I lose money.
That's worse.
And he just said, and bless his heart, he was very honest and shared with me. He's like, you're not going to believe what happened to this one and that one and this one and that one. You know, it was like, it was so much work. It was so hard. There were times I did not make money. How much energy I put into it, you know, 4 months of energy for $10,000 is not enough money, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like those numbers, I'm like, I get it. And he's like, Jill, I'm back. He's like, I'm here to tell you that, wow, was I, you know, now I get it. And so that was this whole thing. I didn't do it in the beginning because it wasn't sexy. Now it's sexy because making money is sexy. I said, yes. And having an easier time of it. That's so much, that's the best part too. You know, and we laughed about it. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to worry about anything on, I don't worry about the roof. He's like, oh my gosh, you know, you never know what you're getting into.
No, you don't know until you get in there.
Exactly.
You know exactly what you're getting into with land.
Even if it goes 100% perfectly right, there's so much more work involved that I just don't want to do. You know, even if I made, I still can't justify it. Even if I made $100,000, you know, every flip, and I'm, you know, think about it. I don't want to do that much work. Do I really want to pick out the windows and babysit the contractor? Because there's always babysitting involved too. Even if you have the best general contractor, but you're writing the checks. Nobody really thinks about it. No one thinks about the owner like the owner. You know what I mean? Your business like you do.
Yeah.
So you always have to really kind of pay attention. And so anyway.
I mean, houses is one thing, but there's so many other types of real estate that you can be involved in.
Right.
That, you know, I just, here's why I wrote this topic.
Yep.
I don't think correctly making money at anything is attractive or is pretty, let's say.
Correctly. Will you please define correctly making money?
Sure. So let's say I want to, let's say I'm just sitting around saying, you know what? I don't want to work for a living any longer. I just want to make a bunch of money.
Okay.
The process to go about that, getting from that thought to all the way to the end where you are making a ton of money and you don't have to work anymore on your own, it's not sexy. You have to sit down in a dark room. You know, you have to get a calendar out or whatever version of this works for you. Deconstruct, find somebody who's already doing it, study the heck out of them, or join their group or whatever version of that works for you. Deconstruct how they did it.
Yeah.
Step by step by step, put it all in a calendar for yourself. There's research, there's all of that. I mean, none of that's sexy.
And there's boring parts like bank accounts and legal things.
And paperwork.
And accounting. And
LLCs.
Right.
And so all of that. Back, I mean, that's 80% of getting wealthy is what Jill just said. It's a lot of crap that you have to do.
Right.
And tons of talking on the phone with people that just don't get it.
Right.
I mean, until you can reach a critical mass where renovating one house or buying one property and having it fail just doesn't matter because there's so much other stuff going on, money being made, or you can have, we've reached a critical mass in all of our, I'm happy to report, all of our businesses now where if something really failed, it would be fine.
Right.
Or if there's something that you really don't, I don't personally want to do anymore, I've got probably 10, 15 people I can say, hey, we just take this over, figure it out, let me know. So, you know, this is a somewhat of a trap, this sexy business thing. Like, I would like somebody to tell me what is a sexy business?
That's a very good question.
I bet if you asked, the first thing that comes to my mind right away is acting.
Oh, I thought yacht sales.
Oh, I bet those guys are dying.
You think?
Oh,
but it'd be kind of fun just being on a boat all day and just showing people boats. I mean, I thought that would be sexy and fun. I'm not thinking about that. What work goes into it, that's true.
The paperwork and the stuff. There's boats in the back that no one knows about that are rotting and stuff.
How about just being a yacht to assist? No, I'm trying to think. Is there one fun job in there? I don't know.
This is the whole thought process I went into writing this thing because there isn't one.
Yeah.
You can't think of one, can you? And I can't either.
No, everything takes work.
All the stuff at the end is fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's where we are now. This is a blast for me.
Like, okay, well, let's play this game for just a second, though. Follow me. You're walking into a party, and, you know, what occupation would you use at a dinner party that everybody go, that's a cool job?
I would probably say, you know, I would have to think about it, but it would have to be, like, you know, there's a line in Caddyshack where he says, you know, what do you do for a living? And he says, you know, I own a bunch of lumber yards, but I'm not sure where they are.
Ah.
Something like that. So is a lumber yard sexy? No, but owning 10 of them and not knowing where they are is. Which is my point. The money part of it is.
I personally get to choose the leather that goes into interiors of Mercedes-Benz vehicles.
The leather.
I would like that job. That's for me. That's a sexy job.
Then you got to go to Italy and meet with a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and they're all going to say it.
And they wine and dime me. Oh no! I'm just good to do that.
It costs this much. Then you got to do all the paperwork.
No, you're thinking of it. I'm just saying dinner party initial dinner party. Follow me on this. It's only the initial dinner party reaction. I'd be like, I choose a Mercedes-Benz leather. Mic drop.
College basketball consultant or something for a while.
Cool. Yeah, that was my go-to thing. I'm a college basketball analyst. That would be cool. Initially cool, because that means you're sitting at every college basketball game. Yep, I am.
I just think on the surface of anything, it's always, you know, way better than you think it is until you get into it, and then it's like, oh, this is the same thing as last time.
Well, I would like to follow that for just a second. Then you got to make sure there are jobs. Okay, let's be honest. Everything we just covered, everything is good and bad. We got that. But how much bad can you handle that makes it good for you? Like, for me personally, what we do right now, there's a lot of work involved, obviously, but the pros outweigh the cons. Clearly, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be smiling.
Making my whole point.
We wouldn't be doing this show.
Yeah.
I'd be in a corner crying.
Yep.
Or I would have left. I would have done something else.
Right. So, and you're really wrapping this up the way that and I'm glad you are. That's the same conclusion I came to.
Right.
There's all this stuff involved in everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's customer service in anything you do. There's setting up a phone system in anything you do. Right. So you better make a count. Yeah. That's my whole point. So sexy's not the point. Making the money is.
Got it. I understand. There's nothing I can say that's gonna make your point any better. That was perfect.
Well, then let's do this. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for Finance Friday with me, Stephen Butella, and Justin Sliva.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I think we made our point.
I think so also. I did. You know, I like coming into shows where I wasn't really sure where it was going to go. You know, I knew what I wanted to kind of cover.
Yeah.
And then we got to the same conclusion. I think that was great. And I think we got our point across. What's so funny?
I agree with you completely. Okay. We got to the same conclusion.
Yep.
You know, I think that helps everything.
The pros have to outweigh the cons. So that's good. Hey, so wherever you are listening or watching, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.